Hello and welcome to Every Day with Jesus from Waverley Abbey. Today it's Tuesday, November the 30th, and our subject today is Be Alert. We're reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. And in verses 33 and 34, the Bible says, "Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch." The incarnation, the event that we celebrate each Christmas, was a surprise to all but God. Mary was invited by an angel to give herself to God in a divine conception, who is Jesus. She had no foreknowledge and enjoyed little time to decide if to agree or not. With God, history can radically change direction in a moment. Our human instinct is to procrastinate, to sit on the fence, and weigh up pros and cons ahead of any decision. God seeks to move a little faster than that. Did God know Mary would say yes? In one way, he did, because God is omniscient. Yet equally, each of us is given free will to decide for ourselves the degree to which we will surrender and then pursue God. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. The danger is that we are lulled into a false security that one day will follow the next as surely as the sun rises each morning. However, God is Lord of all and has the authority to order things to direct humanity's attention to his purpose in history. The Old Testament provides a wonderful record that God's patience eventually reaches an end when his chosen people refuse to follow his directions and realize the goodness of God in the land of the living, as the psalmist declares in Psalm 27, verses 13 to 14. We today are pilgrims here on earth, take a look at Hebrews 11, 13, and must always be alert, for we are living in a foreign country and must be conscious that we are here to represent God and not for personal achievement or gratification. Now consider, in the routine of your life, are you aware of times when you have felt God asked something of you, but you chose to ignore and dismiss it? May I encourage all of us to revisit such moments and ask God to speak in exactly the same way as the angel made his announcement to Mary. Now let's pray together. Lord, may I live a life worthy of you and please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, whilst growing in the knowledge of God. Amen. Prayer that's taken from Colossians 1 and verse 10. Now, further scriptures I'd encourage you to look at would be Psalm 39 verses 7 to 13, Jeremiah chapter 50 verses 4 to 7, Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 21, and Hebrews chapter 11 verses 8 to 19. Do please join me again tomorrow, but for now, from me, it's goodbye and God bless.